I am, at least when I'm in the mood, something of a history buff. And one thing that I love to see are the lives of people who perhaps go unnoticed in the history books. I remember if you have heard Paul Harvey's The Rest of the Story, I remember one that he gave around the 4th of July that was really neat. It was related to the lives of those who signed the Declaration of Independence. And he brought out various facts about these lives. We see the signatures of a John Hancock and of other men that were a part of this Declaration of Independence. And it's a fascinating thing to see those signatures and wonder, who were they? And I wonder what led them to put that sign, their death warrant, in a sense, if the United States of America had not come out, if you will, victorious at that time. And we, perhaps if you're curious like I am, you look at the lives of men who you see named in Scripture. And you wonder, you say, I wonder who that was. You see those names written throughout the book of, say, 1 Chronicles. You see just genealogies of names after names after names and after names. And when you read the Bible through, you tend to get slogged down a little bit at that point. And maybe you say, Lord, what can I learn here? And it's been my premise as we've gone through these names at the end of this epistle of 2 Timothy, and as you go through the names at the end of any epistle, our temptation may be to say, okay, personal stuff, nothing to see here, move along. And yet, as I've said, because every word of God is inspired, God breathed, it's profitable, these names themselves are profitable. Tonight we're going to look at verse 12 from 2 Timothy 4. It's a really simple verse. It says simply, Tychicus have I sent to Ephesus. Who was Tychicus? What did Tychicus fulfill in his ministry? You know, there's five mentions of Tychicus in the entire Bible. And it's my premise tonight that this short mention of him in verse 12 is really typical of who he was wherever he's mentioned in the Bible. And it's going to call this message tonight, Tychicus the Sent. Tychicus the Sent. I'm going to suggest to you tonight that while this name Tychicus may not mean a lot to us, even those of us who know the Word of God well, that in actually Tychicus is one whose characteristics we all in various ways should be looking to model. That as we look tonight at that portrait of Tychicus, in the very faint mentions of him that we see in Scripture, that Tychicus actually is something of a giant of a figure, even though we may not see him initially as such. And may we, in our own ways, be sent by the Holy Spirit and by those whom the Holy Spirit places in authority over us. Before we get into this message tonight, let's ask the Lord's blessing. Father, we thank you for your word. We thank you for men like Tychicus, who are now a part of the cloud of witnesses of your faithfulness. Yes, a faithful man. Yes, a beloved man, but one who points to your faithfulness, to your grace. I pray, Father, that as we come around your word tonight, that Jesus Christ would be glorified. I pray that I would decrease, that he would increase through everything that is said tonight. In Jesus' name, amen. Tychicus the Sent. We must understand, first of all, the sender here. The sender. Paul says, and Tychicus have I sent to Ephesus. Now, this tells us something about the Apostle Paul, because we remember the circumstances surrounding this letter. This was likely the last letter that the Apostle Paul ever wrote. This was the end of the road for him. As he's just said earlier in chapter 4, I have fought a good fight. I have finished my course. I have kept the faith. He says, I am now ready to be offered, to be poured out as a drink offering. My time is nearly complete. And what's amazing, what we learn about Paul is what he says in verse 9. He says to Timothy, do thy diligence to come shortly unto me. This is a man who is alone. This is a man who has been abandoned. Look what he says in verse 16. At my first answer, no man stood with me, but all men forsook me. This is a man who's dealing with the time of forsaking that Demas left on him. He is actively recruiting people to join him. But what do we see when it comes to Tychicus? Tychicus, have I sent? Here is a man of God who is at the end of his life, when each of us would by nature be seeking to gather around as many people as we could to comfort ourselves in this approaching time of loss and difficulty, when we've already faced abandonment and evil from Alexander the coppersmith. And Paul is saying, Tychicus, at this critical point of crisis in my life, go. Tychicus, have I sent to Ephesus? Now, this tells us something about Paul because of what we know of Tychicus. Turn over to Acts chapter 20. This is the first reference that we have to Tychicus in Scripture, and it tells us something of the relationship that Paul had with Tychicus. If you look in chapter 20, Acts chapter 20, and verse 4, and there accompanied him, that's the Apostle Paul, and there accompanied him into Asia, Sopater of Berea and of the Thessalonians, Aristarchus and Secundus and Gaius of Derbe, and Timotheus, and of Asia, Tychicus and Trophimus. There is Tychicus. He was a man from Asia. He may have been from Ephesus or thereabouts. And what appears to be happening here is that Paul is making his way back to Jerusalem, going back through the cities that he had already been through, and he is taking representatives of the churches in Asia who were coming to give a collection of finances, a collection of resources to the people that were the church, the struggling church that was in Jerusalem. And so as a show of love to their Jerusalem believers, all these churches from Asia that Paul had been going around establishing are sending faithful men. And from that point, we see Tychicus as being a one who was joined at the hip to the Apostle Paul. Where the Apostle Paul is, Tychicus is likely to be there, ready to be sent. It's no wonder that Paul says in Ephesians 6 and Colossians 4 that Tychicus is a beloved brother. A beloved brother. You know, friends, there's going to be times in your life when you may need to send out a beloved brother or sister. Do you know there are going to be times in our life together here as a church when we are not going to see people leave because they wanted to leave, or leave because they had some rift with us, but because we sent them out? Do you know it's my view that the health of a church can be measured in many ways by not just who it's saving and discipling, but who it is sending? Notice with me, if you go back to Acts chapter 13, Acts chapter 13. Look at the church of Antioch here in Acts chapter 13, because by all accounts, they had it made. By all accounts, life was good in Antioch at that church. Life was good at this Spirit-filled church. Look at verse 1 of chapter 13. Now there were in the church that was at Antioch certain prophets and teachers, as Barnabas, we've learned about him, and Simeon that was called Niger, and Lucius of Cyrene, and Manaen, which had been brought up with Herod the Tetrarch, and Saul. This is the Apostle Paul. That's a collection of talent. As a collection of gifted men who were used of God to proclaim truth. But look at verse 2. As they ministered to the Lord and fasted, Why were they fasting? You say they were living large. What's going on here? They had everything that they needed. Man, if we had that at Straight Gate Church, that kind of giftedness, that kind of people who were on fire for the Lord, we'd say, Lord, you're doing it. Keep on bringing them in. We need more help. We need more laborers to come on in. Why are they fasting? Look at what happens, the result of their fasting. The Holy Ghost said, separate me, Barnabas and Saul, for the work whereunto I have called them. And when they had fasted and prayed and laid their hands on them, they sent them away. Now look at verse 4. So they, being sent forth by the Holy Ghost. You see, the church, they sent them away. And the next verse says it was the Holy Ghost that was sending them away. You know, friends, we have a call here to the inner city of Minneapolis. There's no doubt about that. And yet that doesn't change the fact that our mission as Christians is to send the gospel to the uttermost parts of the earth. And God forbid that we get such a tunnel vision into the mission that He has for us here that we ignore the fact that our call is to send people out in the uttermost parts of the earth, including when it hurts. Including when it's as gifted a brother as Paul or as Barnabas, whether it's as gifted and beloved a person as Tychicus, when the Holy Spirit calls, and yes, we should be seeking that call. We should be saying, Lord, who are you going to send to the uttermost parts of the earth from this church? Then, yes, a beloved brother, yes, a beloved sister, we are ready to send. I have been encouraged by some in this congregation who themselves, as parents, are evidence of this kind of call. I know the call, the desire to have family around, family here, we need help here. But those who are willing to say, you're sent there, even if it's difficult for me. May we show that heart of the Apostle Paul. The Apostle Paul, even in his own loss, even in his own difficulty, even when he was being bereaved personally, he said, Ephesus has a need. Go. Be sent. This willingness is a wonderful testimony to the Apostle Paul. But notice, secondly, here, not just the sender, but the submission that was involved. The submission. You see, there's two sides to being sent. There's the side of being the sender, and there is the side of being the sent. Now, when we think of what it is to be in ministry, we can be tempted to take a very self-centric view of our call. We can tend to think of a view that says, where am I called to? I will be the one who is the arbiter of my call. I will be the one who decides where and when I go. But you see here, this statement is that Tychicus have I sent to Ephesus. And this Greek word here that is used for sent has the idea of being separated. It has the idea of Paul saying, I am taking you, Tychicus, and I am separating you from me, and I'm sending you out to where the need is. Now, what does this tell us about Tychicus? We know that in each place outside of Acts chapter 20, where Tychicus is mentioned, do you know that he's being sent? Look first of all at Ephesians chapter 6. Ephesians chapter 6. Paul, again, at the end of this letter, this wonderful letter to the Ephesian church, he says in verse 21, but that ye also may know my affairs and how I do, Tychicus, a beloved brother and faithful minister in the Lord, shall make known to you all things, whom I have sent unto you for the same purpose, that ye might know our affairs and that he might comfort our hearts. All right, there's a sending of Tychicus. Now go over to Colossians chapter 4. Colossians chapter 4, here is another mention of Tychicus here in verse 7. All my state shall Tychicus declare unto you, who is a beloved brother and a faithful minister and fellow servant in the Lord, whom I have sent unto you for the same purpose, that he might know your estate and comfort your hearts. Now take a look over at the book of Titus. The book of Titus, immediately after, we've seen in 2 Timothy 4, this statement, "And Tychicus have I sent unto Ephesus." Take a look at Titus chapter 3 and verse 12. He says to Titus, "When I shall send Artemis unto thee, or Tychicus, be diligent to come unto me to Nicopolis, for I have determined there to winter." There's something about Tychicus that was consistent with him being sent, wasn't there? There was something that was consistent with Tychicus that when there was a need and the Apostle Paul identified a need, Tychicus said, "I'm ready. I'm ready. Send me. I'm ready to go." Now you see what's so important here about Tychicus is that he was submissive to the call. He was submissive to the Apostle Paul, who spotted the need and under the influence of the Holy Spirit said, "Tychicus, can you go?" And Tychicus said, "You bet I can. I'm going." Now, we don't know all the details of Tychicus. We don't know what his family life was like or what his friend circle was like or what ministry he had with Paul that was there. All we know about was that when the call came, Tychicus was willing to go. You know, friends, this, for instance, one of these journeys, at least, that was going out to the church at Ephesus, it was likely that, as we'll learn, Tychicus was the one carrying that letter to Ephesus. That was a dangerous journey. It was a difficult journey. It was a long journey from Rome, where Paul was, out to where these churches were. And yet Tychicus was there. You see, Tychicus was willing to be the one being sent. And that can be an important stumbling block for us in our ministry. Those who in our culture today have such a bent toward self-determination, toward me being the master of my course. I am the one who is in charge of my destiny, to come under the Holy Spirit's direction through authority. To come under the Holy Spirit's leadership through someone who is, if you will, coming alongside you in the Lord to say, "Can you be sent here?" And to say, "Wherever the need is, if the Holy Spirit is leading there, that's where I want to be." You see, there's something remarkable about Tychicus, isn't it? Because we don't think about Tychicus as one of the great Christians of the New Testament. Oh, we think of Paul, we think of Barnabas, we think of Timothy, we think of the apostles, we think of all these names. If I were to list your favorite characters in the New Testament, I doubt most of you would even get to Tychicus before about 25. But you know, there's something here when we think of these people like a Tychicus, like a Crescens, like an Erastus, like a Trophimus, like a Pudens or Linus or Claudia we've never heard of. There's something remarkable about the anonymity of these men. There's something remarkable about the anonymity of these women who said, "I don't need to be the Apostle Paul. I don't need to be the one at the front. I don't need to be the one who the spotlight is shining on for the work of God, because that's not my call. My call is simply to be where the need is. My call is simply to be in the dark corner whenever the Holy Spirit wants me to be there." And friends, for those of us who are not gifted like the Apostle Paul, for those of us who are not called to the kind of ministry the Apostle Paul had, or the kind of specific, perhaps, fruit that the Apostle Paul was blessed to see, perhaps those of us who are called to toil in a back corner where there's not a lot of resources or not a lot of fruit coming out of our ministry or not a lot of people who are recognizing and appreciating us, may, like Tychicus, we be willing to be anonymous. Maybe willing to be in the back corner if that's where the Holy Spirit's going to send us. We don't all have to be at the front. We don't all have to be the one who is receiving the prize from at least an earthly perspective. But friend, someday we're going to get to heaven and we're going to see person after person after person who was so content to toil away where the Holy Spirit had sent them, where they weren't going to get the glory, where they weren't going to get the honor, and they, if you will, in a sense, are going to be the giants. Because it was that faith, as we talked about this morning, that said, I don't need the applause of man. I don't need the recognition of being the important one. All I want, I'm content with what Jesus Christ and who He is to me. And so therefore, I can toil away in anonymity. No, Tychicus was a faithful man who was sent wherever he was called, willing to be the sidekick, willing to be the one under authority, not coming above authority, the one who was willing to be sent by the Holy Spirit, to be sent by the Apostle Paul. But I think third here, we don't just see the sender, the Apostle Paul, the submission, but we see very importantly the service. The service of this man named Tychicus. You see, Tychicus have I sent to Ephesus. Why did Tychicus, was he sent to Ephesus? We don't know exactly. Some have suggested that Paul sent him so that Timothy could come. You remember Timothy was something, it seems, of an overseeing elder over the church at Ephesus. And Paul sends Tychicus and says, Tychicus, you got to be the interim pastor here. I need Timothy. He did the same with Titus, by the way, when he said, Titus, you're on this island out in Crete, and I need you, so I'm sending Tychicus to you or someone else, and they're going to be your interim pastor for a little bit. But what I want us to focus on with Tychicus is the word that both Ephesians 6 and Colossians 4 have to describe him. Faithful. Faithful. Tychicus the sent was also Tychicus the faithful, which is why Paul could trust him for these endeavors. Now we'll see, first of all, that he was faithful, we might say, to carry. Now it's interesting that Scripture says here in Ephesians chapter 6 that Tychicus was sent to Ephesus. And what do we learn about that? We understand that Tychicus was sent here. I have sent unto you for the same purpose, that ye might know our affairs and that he might comfort your hearts. It's very likely that Tychicus was the one carrying the epistle of Ephesus to the Ephesian church. But you know something that's very interesting that we believe from internal scriptural evidence is that Paul wrote the book of Colossians at the same time that he wrote the book of Ephesus. Which means that when Paul was writing to the Colossian church, and saying, I'm sending to you Tychicus, it was the same journey that Tychicus was going when he was delivering the book of Ephesus. In other words, this was a multi-stop journey. And by the way, if you look over at Colossians chapter 4, and he says in verse 8, Paul says, whom I have sent unto you for the same purpose, that he might know your estate and comfort your hearts, with Onesimus, a faithful and beloved brother. Where do we learn about Onesimus? What book does Onesimus play a starring role in? The book of Philemon? Do you remember what Paul said in the book of Philemon? I am sending back Onesimus to you. Do you know that Tychicus, as he was sent from Paul, from Rome, where Paul was, to go back to this great and dangerous and difficult journey, do you know what was almost certainly in his satchel, in his bag? The epistle to the Ephesians, the epistle to the Colossians, the epistle to Philemon. Are you glad that Tychicus was a faithful man? Are you glad that Paul could trust that when he sent Tychicus with these letters that have enriched and been used by the Holy Spirit to transform the lives of millions of people, that it was in the hands of a faithful man who, if he was going to be sent, was going to end up where he was sent? Praise God for Tychicus. Praise God for the faithful man who is going to be sent and who's going to show up where he's supposed to be sent, at the time he's supposed to show up, in the manner he's supposed to be there. Tychicus, a faithful man. But you see, Tychicus was not just faithful in that way. We see that he was faithful to minister. We see that he was faithful to care and encourage. Colossians 4 says here, whom I have sent unto you for the same purpose, that he might know your estate and comfort your hearts. Tychicus was not just a messenger. He was not just a mailman. As we've seen, he was an interim pastor. As we've seen, he was one to step in and bring the tidings from Paul and to comfort their hearts, to encourage their hearts, to be an exhorter along with the Apostle Paul. Do you know what I think about Tychicus? I think of Tychicus as the one who, whenever Paul had a need, he said, "Tychicus, are you ready to go?" And Tychicus said, "You bet I am." He was the kind of man that Paul was talking about in 2 Timothy in chapter 3 and 2 Timothy in chapter 2. 2 Timothy chapter 2 and verse 21. "If a man therefore purge himself from these, he shall be a vessel unto honor, sanctified, and meet for the master's use, and prepared unto every good work." Whether that's going across the Mediterranean Sea into Asia, whether that's going across to a church that needs an interim pastor, whether it's going to a flock of believers as a beloved believer to encourage and to strengthen, whatever the good work was, Paul said, Tychicus will do it. Tychicus will be there. You see, friends, as a pastor and as one who is called at times to send people toward a specific task, there are those that you can understand, oh, I might want to be comfortable sending that person to deal with that problem, but maybe not with that one. Maybe that's not their best role. You see, where we should aspire and where we should seek the Holy Spirit's direction is that wherever the need is, whatever the problem is, we're so submitted to God, we're so submissive to the Holy Spirit in our life that we'll be there. We can meet that need as well as that need. Look at what Paul says about the in 2 Timothy 3. "All scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness." Why? "That the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished, completely built up and equipped and prepared for every good work." My friends, that's what the Word of God does. The Word of God is that which, when we are invested in it and when we are diving into it, when it becomes embedded in our hearts, we are equipped of the Holy Spirit to be used for every good work wherever the need is, wherever we may be sent. You see, friends, if we look at the life of Tychicus, we shouldn't look as someone in the back pages of Scripture. We should be looking at him as an example for all of us. We should be looking at him as an example of one who will submit to be sent out even when it's uncomfortable, even when it's outside our comfort zone, even when it seems like a little bit of a stretch. As long as the Holy Spirit is there, we follow the call. But may we also see the example of Tychicus as someone who is sent but who is faithful, someone who can be counted on. No, not because of anything particularly wonderful about him, but someone who is so invested and equipped in the Word of God, someone who has so inculcated the Word of God into the very fabric of our being, and someone who is so submitted to the work of the Holy Spirit that we are that person thoroughly prepared, thoroughly equipped for whatever good work God has for us. Tychicus the sent. May we at Straight Gate Church be sent in such a way. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for the testimony of these great men of God, whether we know much about them or whether we know little. We rejoice to see your work in their lives. Father, you desire to send us. Your Holy Spirit has roles for each of us to play in this body, in this ministry, and perhaps to the uttermost parts of the earth. Oh, Father, may we be ready to send and be sent for the glory of your kingdom. Let's pause for a moment and ask the Holy Spirit to convince and to convict us as he would.
Father, wherever you call us, may we be found faithful for Christ's sake. In Jesus' name, amen.